Well, of course, I'm Rick Simpson, and this is the Dark City Radio Show, and this is about the medicinal use of cannabis. Lately, we've been trying to get this thing going together in Spain, you know, so people can come and get treatment, you know, at a compassion club we hope to form. In 2009, my research was interrupted by the corruption of the Canadian government and all they control. So from that time onward, I have put all my energy into spreading this knowledge in all the different countries that I have visited. Finally, after all these years, what I have been telling the public about the healing abilities of these oils has all been proven to be true. So it seems as if I have finally achieved my goal, and now I would like to resume my research once more and try to put my life back into some kind of order. A few months ago, I had the pleasure of coming into contact with Paul Hayden and all the other great people he is working with at Dark City Radio. Immediately, we all became friends, and since then, we have all been working together to help make the truth about this topic more widely known. For quite some time, we have been trying to put something together in Spain where the sick and suffering might come and to receive treatment. Then just recently, Paul and some others on the Dark City crew came up with a plan to have people contribute 300 euros, which would make them members of the Compassion Club we hope to establish there in the very near future. It will take a few months for us to get up and running, but once we do, members will be able to come to Spain and receive treatment in an environment where they should not be persecuted. I honestly think that joining this club would be the best insurance policy that one could have. And what would be wrong with having a holiday in Spain while becoming well again? I should also mention the fact that we intend to relieve as much financial burden as possible from the patients. And of course, members will receive their treatments at no cost. From what I understand, the idea which those at the Dark City Radio Show have come up with is beginning to create a lot of interest, and I expect we will have no shortage of members to keep us all busy. Our aim is to run this Compassion Club on a non-profit basis, and anyone will be allowed access to the books, so corruption of any kind will not be possible, nor will it be tolerated. We already have quite a few very talented growers to help us get all this underway, but others with special talents and abilities will be added to the staff as time goes by. I think it is only fair to warn those who may wish to work with us that they must have no fear of hard work or getting their hands dirty, and only those who prove to have these qualities will be welcomed in our midst. In a short time, we hope to see this evolve into ever-expanding wellness centers across Spain and throughout the rest of the world. Of course, to supply this medication, a great deal of land to grow the starting material will be needed, along with greenhouses and production facilities. As we expand from country to country, more properties would need to be acquired, if possible, in the countries we intend to service, and we could then build production facilities nearby. This would enable individuals where we are allowed to produce this medication to find gainful employment with us, and in reality, if no one is allowed to interfere with our aims, I do not see how this plan could possibly fail. I think it might be a good idea if our club were to merge with the Phoenix Tears Foundation. Then together we could branch out into different industries that this plant can support. This would allow us to create many jobs in badly depressed areas, and it would give us the opportunity to utilize this magnificent plant in every conceivable way. Of course, providing the medicine will always be my main concern, but how can one ignore the fact that this same plant can end starvation and also supply our energy needs, plus just about everything else we need to survive? I really look at what we intend to do as being a new beginning for mankind. And as we expand worldwide, I know it will do much to promote peace and harmony among nations. And just maybe we will finally be able to look at ourselves and the way we have been living in a somewhat more rational way. So I hope you will support our plan to build a better way of life that will give both mankind and this earth as we know it a future. After all, where else is there to turn when we already know most governments have refused to meet our needs? And as yet, I have not seen anyone come up with a better solution to the problems we are currently facing. Cannabis can save the world, and in reality, it is the only thing that can save mankind. I really do not want people to get the impression that I will be personally treating patients who come to this facility. In fact, if all goes as planned, I will have little involvement in that end of this operation. We are planning to have individuals on our staff that can speak different languages, and we will train them to the best of our ability so that they can deal with any questions the patients may have. At this time, I feel it is much more important for me to expend my energy tracking down and growing the most medicinal strains on Earth. Along the way, I hope to develop some new varieties which should have astounding medicinal values, the seeds from which I plan to make widely available at a very low cost, so that everyone can grow them and benefit. As soon as we begin production, we will set up a quality control program, and in a short time, I hope to set standards that we can measure oils produced by others against. Once testing facilities become more widely available, there will be little room left for pale imitations. And finally, the public will be able to receive the correct medication which they require. It is my intention to perfect this medication until it is in the purest and most medicinal state possible, and to determine what cannabinoid levels are required to treat different conditions in the most effective way. It may take a while for me to achieve my aims, but I think all this can be accomplished in a relatively short period of time. I do not wish to be paid for the role I will be playing in all of this, and I think the income I will be receiving from the books that I have published should be enough to meet my needs. After we have achieved the goals I have set, and these amazing oils are in widespread use, I hope to return to a somewhat quieter way of life. But if the club or the Phoenix Tears Foundation feel they must have my opinion concerning any important issues, I will be happy to comply. In reality, I am a hemp farmer who wants to get back to what he enjoys doing most, and that is simply to grow my plants and be left alone to do my research. In the future, I intend to continue investigating the cannabis hemp plant to discover what secrets it still might hold, and I hope to do a great deal of research with other medicinal plants and herbs as well. Who knows, just around the next corner, other miracles may come to my attention, and if they do, we will all benefit. Thank you for your time, and I hope you will support our efforts in every possible way.